This call is now being recorded.
Okay, I was about to go, but I'm seeing our partner in crime here, Virginia, is updating the script. So thank you. Speaking of which, this would be a great opportunity. Virginia, thank you very much for always being supportive and being a fantastic partner in helping JP and myself with the whole Defender Digest program. You are our miracle behind the scenes, and Defender's Digest wouldn't be possible without you. So everyone who's watching, please, round of applause. Virginia, thank you. You're awesome. Of course, as Virginia is typing in the additional content, she doesn't know I just said that. Okay, I should be ready to go here in just a moment. Testing, 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 testing. Testing, okay. Just want to make sure I'm recording here. And I am. So that shout out, since we're dedicating today's session to Chris, I figured maybe that shout out we can include at the end. Very nicely done, Virginia. Did I mention you're awesome? Okay, 3, 2, 1. Welcome. Oh, let's start over again. All right, maybe that's my official blooper. Okay, 3, 2, 1. I'd like to welcome you today to September's edition of Defender's Digest. If you've been with us before, normally you'd see JP, the CTO of Anapsys, and I talking to you about all things Defender's Digest related, relating to ERP security, so on and so forth. This month, we'll be talking about Patch Tuesday's findings, SEC ruling, and ALF V. But before we dive in, we're going to talk about All right, let me restart this. Let me get a little bit, I think it's with the dedication. Okay. Retake. It's September, so I'd like to officially welcome you to this month's Defender's Digest. If you're new to us, normally JP, the CTO of Anapsys, and I get together to discuss all things ERP security. Today, I'll be running solo. So this month, we're going to talk about Patch Tuesday's findings, the SEC ruling, and ALF V. But before we dive in, we'd like to dedicate September's edition to Chris Saro, our Director of Global Technical Support, who unexpectedly passed this weekend. I didn't have the privilege of working with him very closely, but here's what his colleagues had to share. Chris was an absolutely wonderful person and loved by everyone who worked and laughed with him these past several years. Chris was an amazing and passionate professional. His colleagues would say he was certainly known for his dry sense of humor, passion for animals, and love of music. We give our sincerest condolences to Chris's family and loved ones. As always, let's recap Patch Tuesday from this month. Highlights from September's SAP security notes analysis include 18 new and updated SAP security patches released, including 5 hot news notes and 2 high priority notes. SAP business objects in focus, 5 patches released, including 2 hot news notes and 1 high priority note. Anapsys Research Labs contribution. Our team supported SAP in patching a high priority vulnerability in SAP Common Crypto Lib. One of the 5 hot news notes is the regularly recurring SAP security note 2622660 that provides an update for SAP Business Client, including the latest supported Chromium patches. SAP Business Client now supports Chromium version 116.0.5845.97, which fixes 67 vulnerabilities in total, including 1 critical and 31 high priority vulnerabilities. The maximum CVSS value of all fixed vulnerabilities is 8.8. Then there's hot news note number 3245526, tagged with a CVSS score of 9.9. It's an update to a patch that was initially released by SAP in March 2023. It fixes a serious code injection vulnerability in SAP business objects. The support packages and patches section of the note was updated with the latest patch levels. Finally, there's hot news note number 3273480. Tagged with a CVSS score of 9.9, it's another update that only became necessary because the security note was accidentally previously deleted. There is no customer action required. Now that we've gone through the updates on the patches, let's talk a little bit about the SEC ruling. As discussed in Mariano, our CEO LinkedIn article, the SEC recently introduced new key requirements that are supposed to help in streamlining reporting. The biggest takeaways for companies are this. 1, once a company determines that there's been a material cyber incident, the material is the key word, the company must have 4 days to report it. So within 4 days, they have to report this material cyber incident. The SEC has published a statement on assessing materiality and focusing on the reasonable investor. So it doesn't necessarily mean that there's an incident, the clock starts ticking. What happens is when the company determines that there's materiality defined in the cyber incident, at that point, it starts the 4-day timer. The second one is in companies' annual reports, they not only have to address any material incidents that affected the company for the year, but they also have to explain what their processes are for assessing, identifying, and managing material risks from cyber threats. So my suggestion, please take a look at the SEC ruling. There's a lot more detail to help you understand, especially to help understand the materiality. Now, what I can offer from Mariano's article is that the ERP is taking care of the crown jewels for companies. Finances, employee data, those things are considered materiality, especially if it impacts the financial future of the company suffering the cyber breach. So again, please take a look at the SEC ruling. And when it comes to ERP security, it is hugely important to make sure that you are protecting that application and that data. Now, let's move on to ALF-V. ALF-V ransomware gang, or Black Hat, is in the news again recently in the past couple of weeks due to companies like MGM and Caesars. Both were targeted by the ransomware gang. Both were demanding ransomware payouts from these companies. Now, they were able to get into these companies through social engineering. And one company, Caesars, did pay out. It is unknown how much they paid out, but the ransomware amount that was requested was $30 million. MGM has not stated that they were making any payout whatsoever. In the meantime, Black Hat is threatening on releasing a large amount of data that they were able to steal from MGM servers. So the important message here is that company information is being targeted. It is being held for ransom. And if it is not being paid out, these gangs, which are escalating their attacks and companies are paying these big payouts, it puts companies at large risk. You have to protect yourselves, right? Make sure you have the right applications in place, the right detections in place, the right teams in place. Make sure that you have the right cybersecurity investments across the board. It is very important to monitor your logs. It's very important to defend against attacks, both social engineering as well as technical. Because what can end up happening is what we're seeing right now in the media with companies like Caesars and MGM. So anyway, that's all that I have for September. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll go ahead and see you in October. Thank you very much.